Mike Murdoch, my clock here on this Friday night shows 10 o'clock tonight. And I'm in a stirring in my heart to share with you about some things tonight. Money's on my mind. Money's on my mind. And the mistakes that we make in Christianity. Christians want money miracles, not money wisdom. I've had people argue. I wrote one book, took me 19 years to study the life of Solomon. 19 years to write one book. Secrets of the Richest Man Who Ever Lived. 31 secrets in his life. His temple was worth $500 million, his church he built. I've had people argue over the $15 that I spent studying his life. Think of hiring me to study someone's life for 19 years and you buy me for $15. I'll be 78 April. Watch this. Is money important? Well, you tell me. We spend most of our time trying to get money, and the second most, trying to get sleep. Money's serious. I don't think Christians think it is. I listen to preachers, I listen to people, and there's criticism. We've misunderstood the scriptures, two or three scriptures about the love of money is the root of all evil, and we throw all the other scriptures away. Why? In my mind, I believe it's a satanic blindness that's come on believers. We want a money miracle. We love that scripture, miracle money. I mean, that phrase, not the scripture. We love that. Boy, I'm asking God for a money miracle. Money isn't a miracle. Money is a reward system. Seed, time, harvest. Genesis 8. It's a covenant. As long as the earth remaineth, there will be seed, time, and harvest. Time means waiting, the patient part. Nobody in the world puts a watermelon seed in the ground and pulls up a watermelon. Even the farmer has to wait for the crop. That's why you want to sow so consistently. Now, I don't know why I'm so stirred tonight to share this. Somebody, it's going to help somebody. You're a walking seed factory. Your words are seeds. Seeds that create hope, credibility, trustworthiness, energy, inspiration. The world runs by words that are seeds. What you say is what you will feel. You say something and within minutes you will feel what you are saying. Words are seeds. A smile, how you doing, Bill? A smile is a seed. Time spent with somebody is a seed. A conversation is a seed. Forget the seed and money. Everything is a seed. Listening. To me, right now, that's a seed. Hope to be your harvest. If you're going to learn about finances, you'll probably have to do it privately. Because anybody that thinks you're interested in money, immediately puts a finger in your face. They say bad things about you. You're going to go to hell, etc. I called a place one day. I have three medical insurance companies, and they wouldn't take it. They was going to do an MRI on me, something on me, and they said it cost $550 cash. So I walked up there at the counter with my team, pulled out $550 cash. They said, no, we made a mistake. It's $3,700, $3,500, just like that. They wouldn't do the test they were going to do unless I produced $3,500 cash. That's the continuous story of my life in hospitals, clinics, and doctors. You're going to need money to stay healthy. You're going to need money for insurance. I just had a flood in my office. Brand new office building we bought. Flood. The cost, $96,000. $96,000. My roof leaked my last house a few weeks ago. You know how much it cost to repair the roof? $300,000. The insurance I've been paying helped me on some of that. But can you grasp that we're in a money world? We're in a money world. They're crazy things. Though there is two or three books I'd love for you to read. One's called The Millionaire Next Door. The Millionaire Next Door. It's powerful. One's called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. A third one is The Magic of Thinking Big by Claude Bristol. Do I think you'll buy those books? No, you won't. No, I know better. We would rather spend $40,000 on our new car than $20 on a billionaire's book. Crazy, isn't it? I was born in the presence of God. My father prayed night and day. He only read two books in 99 years of his life. I bought 13,000 books. Why? I need to know so much. I want to come back for another 7-minute talk if I could. Don't be afraid to study the Bible about finances. The entire Bible is about obeying instruction and God will give you a lot of money. I can give you scripture after scripture from Psalms 112, 1 and 3, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14, Malachi 3, Luke 6, Mark chapter 10. Study the Bible on the financial issue. Study it. Study it. Be willing to learn. A wise man is a listener. My website, MikeMurdochBooks.com.